May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our God, our Redeemer and Friend. In the past Sundays, we have heard the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. These words tell us how to live as citizens in God's kingdom. Today's gospel, the second part, Jesus speaks to us about the importance of making peace with those around us and not allowing conflict to define us. In today's gospel, God speaks to us about relationships with one another. The Bible is all about relationships. There are wonderful stories in the Bible about the start of great relationships, the relationship between Jesus and his disciples. However, sometimes there were tragic end to relationships, like the one of Cain and Abel. The book of Genesis begins with the creation story, the relationship between God, Adam, Eve, animals, and the environment. The book of Revelation ends stating the relationship between Jesus Christ, the saints in heaven, and the church on earth. Today's gospel tells us how our relationship with people ought to be. To sustain a good relationship with another person requires the grace of God and a deep reservoir of love. To have an ongoing relationship, many times forgiveness and reconciliation is important. The Bible tells us that we are all created in the image of God, and God found it good. God gave us the ability to connect with each other in a deep and a meaningful way. However, as we know, it is not easy, and we get disconnected from God's way and become enemies. The Bible tells us God created relational beings. However, shortly after, humans formulated a creation of their own and called it revenge. Today in the world, we hear words like refugees. They are different from us. Illegal aliens, building walls. These words many times promote division, a bullying attitude, and the fear in our hearts. There are many beautiful stories in the Bible about relationships. One in particular, which I'm going to share today, is about a lady called Rahab who lived in Jericho. She had questionable character, and perhaps she made many poor choices. And in her life, people in the city would have called her or criticized her and called her an outcast, not valuable, no future. But God never gave up on her, and God never gives up on his people. When the Israelites wanted to conquer Jericho, Joshua sent two of the spies into Jericho to spy the land. And it so happened they went into Rahab's house, and Rahab protected them from the soldiers of the king of Jericho. Because she did this, she did not treat them differently. Perhaps the spies would have been much different from the way she looked. But she protected them, and for that God rewarded her. The Bible says because she helped the spies and protected them, the Israelites conquered Jericho, she and her household were saved. And later on, the story goes on to say that she married a Jewish man called Salmon, and Salmon was a father of Boaz. Boaz and Ruth had a son called Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse, the son, father of David. So in other words, Rahab became in the bloodline of Jesus. So it's very important how we view people around us. I believe God brings people into our lives to fulfill His divine plan. We have the power to build and the power to break down relationships. Let's build a good relationship around us. The next story I want to share is a very short story. It's a story of Elijah and Elisha. Their encounter was a permanent transition in the life of the two men. The Bible says, Elijah went down and found Elisha, the son of Zephath. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him, and Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Elijah told him to say goodbye to his parents. So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burnt the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to his people and ate, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his attendant. Many times, we have to rebuild a friendship. We have to start anew, as Elisha did. When Elijah approached the younger man, Elisha, he threw his cloak around this young man, and they both knew that their lives will never be the same again. Elijah had become a mentor, and Elisha a disciple. The writer David Roper highlights the weight of the encounter between Elijah and Elisha. He said, "It is highly significant that his ox, the yoke, and the wooden plowshare all implemented his past life. We were consumed in the final feast with his family and friends, an odd mix of metaphors. He burnt his bridges and ate them all." As we go through life, let us remember God brings people into our lives with a purpose. Let us be glad. The Sermon on the Mount is not a model for a perfect Christian life we ought to live, and oftentimes unattainable goals. No, the Sermon on the Mount is that it brings us face to face with Jesus. When we know Jesus, we discover how we should live with others around us in this world. Amen.